Okay, let's get into the next daf. That is Brachas daf Chavav. And we, again, thank the sponsors of Maseches Brachas, the Elman family, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya, Basra Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Barab Leib, Israel Rubin, and Basha, Basra Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem, Hashalom. So we continue now. Brachas Chavav ben Aleph on top. Amrei Vitanchuma, we're still in the middle of discussing the Amida Shmona Esrei and the order of Shmona Esrei. Amar Rabbi Tanchuma bebeima hiskinu Shomei Tfila Bracha Chamesh Esrei. Why is Shomei Tfila the 15th bracha? If you look at our count, it's the 16th bracha. So either this means the 15th without Vela Malshinim, or because that was added on, or as the Charedim said earlier, that the bracha of Esamach David was merged with Binyan Yerushalayim in the days of the Bnei Yerushalayim, and therefore it's counted as one. Kineged Hashem Lamabul Yashav. Remember the Mizmor that has the 18 names of Hashem in it, so the 15th one, it's Hashem Lamabul Yashav. Hashem withholds the Mabul, and Shehu, what does that mean? That Hashem protects and doesn't totally destroy with the Mabul. Shu Koles HaPuranus Milav Olam. Hashem protects so that the Puranis, the terrible difficulties and tragedies, do not come onto the world. Kol HaSavaris Milav Olam, and that's why Shomei Tfila, Hashem listens to our Tfilos and protects us. Right? We don't even know what Hashem protects us from. But they say the story of Rav Chaim Yevalazhin, that one time one of the priests or somebody came to him and said, why did it say in Tehillim, Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim Shabchu Kol HaUmim? Why are all the nations going to praise? Ki Gavar Aleihem Kugazar Aleinu Chasto, because Hashem does chesed to us. Because Hashem did chesed to us, right, all the nations of the world are going to praise. What does that mean? So Rav Chaim Yevalazhin says, yeah, because we don't know half the things that you're trying to do against us. Right? We don't know. Hashem protects us even without our knowing. And so Aluas Hashem Kol Goyim, because you're going to have a better idea of what you wanted to do, and therefore you're going to be able to be praised more than any of us. Good. Avoda lehodaya. Next, Ritzei, the bracha of Avoda comes before Hodaya. Zoveach toda yechabdanani v'sam derech ereno b'yesh elokim. So you see the pasuk Zoveach, which is about karbanos, that's Ritzei. And toda, right after that is toda. That's the pasuk, an allusion to that. The fact that Avoda is in the... let's just finish and then we'll talk. Says the Gemara, v'chosim b'shalom, and the land. Though we finish off with shalom, sim shalom, shakala brachas chosmeim shalom, because peace is the ultimate. Everything ends in peace. Amar Shimon ben Chalafta, right? What we say at the end of Shas, ein lecha kli shemachzik bracha yosem min hashalom. There's no greater kli that's machzik bracha than shalom. Shema tam Hashem oz la'amo yitain, Hashem yivarech es amo v'shalom. Hashem gives oz to his people. Hashem yivarech es amo. Bashalom, and the Torah is given, and shalom is what is achieved. It's an interesting discussion about these last brachos of Shmona Esrei. We know, we've mentioned in the past, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban relating to tefillah. And the Ramban is holding that only tefillah based sara is a d'oraisa, while the Rambam says tefillah every day. Reb Chaim, though, is quoted in the Emek Bracha as saying it has to be that tefillah is at least a kiyum da'oraisa for the Ramban, even though it's not a chi of da'oraisa, which, as we've said, it has to be tefillah as a din da'oraisa. Okay, it's not mentioned as a lashon sivri in the Torah, because the Ramban thinks that it's asmachta, avodeb shevalev. But you can't be a full Jew without talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even a little bit of a Jew without talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even from a halachic perspective, Reb Chaim felt that there has to be a kiyum da'oraisa tefillah and not just a drabanan. Why? The Emek Bracha quotes in Nesias Kapayim, Os Aleph, that Nesias Kapayim, duchening, requires in the context of avoda. If you don't have avoda, then you can't duchen. So what are the Kohanim doing today? They duchen in Shmona Esrei. So says the Reb Chaim, he was asked this. L'sovrim netfilei nadrabana nechitachin gam nisiyat kapayim begvulim midaraisa. Halak avoda. V'tiretzlo, Reb Chaim answers, da'afla sovrim netfilei drabana and hainu dafka bechovas atfila. To midaraisa leka chiyuvel ispalel. Aval inyin tfila havi midaraisa l'kuli alma. But the inyan of tefillah is midaraisa according to all. V'mispalel shaper mekayim mitzvah daraisa b'umikri avod. If you daven, of course it's recognized. V'yem kaim nimsa lefiza to midaraisa who to be inan asar l'nesis kapayim k'di lehevi avod asibur. And that's the Reb Chaim comment in the Emek Bracha. But that has to do with these last couple of brachos of Amida. It's the context where nesis kapayim goes in. That's avoda, and that's the final stage is Hashem Yivarech es amo bashalo. We continue. Says the Gemara. Kara, back to the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah. Kara v'tol yachsul makom shatov. If somebody makes a mistake, they have to go back to the place where they made a mistake from. Ta bank sivas harishona lishnia. What if you're not sure you're saying the word uchasavtam and you don't know if you're at the end of the ahafta or at the end of the haya? Chozel sivas harishona. You don't know. Savik daraisa lechumra. You have to go back to the first one. Again, if maybe this means when you're at home, if you're in shul, you probably could tell what everybody else is up to also. That could also help. But here, if you don't know, then you have to go back to the first one. Ta veni yodeh hechen ta. If you don't have no idea what you're up to, not just ksiva. So, yachzer kibetchila lomakam abarla. You have to just go back to the place where you knew for sure you said, up until that point, and go from there, right? You can't cut any corners. Again, every word of Kriyashma is part of the mitzvah. As we said, even if you say the mitzvah daraisa is less, but we expand it and we do it in a maximal way, so we have to try to say every single word that we can. Dalma. Again, that word to introduce a story, right? The Charedim Maisahu Dalma Reb Chia Reb Yosi Reb Ami Salkun Mevid Ginuna Reb Elazar. They were going to make a chuppah, a ginuna, a wedding for Reb Elazar. The Charedim says Shayinosi Isha Vay Osun Lo Kilas Chasanim. Right, he was making a canopy. Chasan Yotze Mechupaso. Right, they were going to help make the wedding. Shaman called Rabbi Yochanan imachdes mile. They heard Rabbi Yochanan giving a shiur and saying dvarim chidushim. They're next door to where they were making the wedding. So Rabbi Yochanan was giving shiurs. They said, "Wow, we can't miss it." Right, why is this in Shas? To tell me that even when they were on their way to a wedding, right, they were thinking Torah and they were very excited. They didn't want to miss Rabbi Yochanan's shiur. So Amrin manachis shama lamine. Who are we going to send to go listen? And they could come back and tell us. Amrin v'yechas Rabbi Lazar to Zaris Sagin. Let's send Rabbi Lazar because he's very Zaris. So you might say, what does Zaris here mean? So if you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it means that he's going to come back quickly. Shu Zaris v'yisipek biyado leireid v'lishmo v'lachzar. Zaris also might mean diligent, that he'll be focused and be able to give it over. Because sometimes people could hear a shir, but to give over every detail, so you know, that's another level. So maybe Rabbi Lazar was someone who could hear and then give it over. Remember the story earlier we had a couple of dafim ago? We had Rabbi Lazar as a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And whenever Rabbi Yochanan was very upset that Rabbi Lazar didn't say things in his name, and they said, no, everything he says is in your name. He doesn't have to say it. So this is the Rabbi Lazar. So Nachis Vesalik. So he went down and listened to the shir, Amar Lon, and then he came back and he said, Kenam Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. He was talking about our topic, about mistakes in davening and ta'uyos. Kara umatza atzmo bilama'an. If somebody wasn't sure which uchasavtam, he said. But then he went straight to laman yirbu yameichem. Chazaka kivein. You could assume that it's okay. You could assume that he was up to the second one. Because saying laman, that's what our hergel is. Reblei, Reb Yasa, b'shem Reb Acha, Ruba, Reb Acha Ruba, Nispalol, Matzatzma, b'shomei Atfila. What happens if you're davening? This happens to all of us. And all of a sudden, we're in Shomei Atfila. Chazaka Kivein. So, there's a chazaka that we got up today. We don't have to assume that we just didn't say all the other brachas. No, we could assume that we said all the other brachas, and we're here. The Chavetz Chaim points out in the, I think it's in Shmiras HaLashon in the Hakdama, not in the Chavetz Chaim. I think it's in Shmiras HaLashon in the Hakdama. He talks, he gives a mashal. He quotes, a girl goes to the marketplace to sell some vegetables. She has a basket of vegetables. And as she's going there, some bandits come and grab some of the cucumbers and grab some of the vegetables. So what should she do? Just drop the basket and run and let him have all of them? No. Well, people start screaming at her. Run, run. Take the vegetables that you could grab. Whatever you could hold on to. You know, that's what you should do. Right? Just hold on. So here too, he gives that mashal. He says if somebody's davening and they didn't have kavana for all the brachas up till now, once you realize, so save the last three. Don't say, okay, forget it, farfalin. I'm not gonna have kavana next one, else I'll try. No, whatever you have left. If you're in the middle of Shomei Tefillah, okay, so the next one. Chazaka Kivein, you know, you said everything else without kavana, but you know, try to have kavana now. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Lazar nispalavlo kivein libo. If somebody davened that didn't have kavana, im yodei yashu choser umechavin es libo yispalo. If he knows he could daven again and this time he would have kavana, then fine. That's what he should do. The imaval yispalo. But if not, if he doesn't think he'll have kavana the second time, so then he should not daven again. Right, so that is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Big discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam, the Tur. and what we paskin. The Rambam seems to say he's an idealist, and you find this in other areas of Psak as well. The Rambam says you have to have kavana. Kavana salev ketzad, called tefila she'ena b'kavana ena tefila. A tefila without davening is not a tefila. V'mispala below kavana, chozer mispala b'kavana. And if somebody davens without kavana, they have to daven again. Matza daito mishubeshes v'libo tarud. If he finds that he can't focus, he has his mind on something else. Aser lo lispala l'shetis yashiv daito. He can't daven until he has Yishev Hadas, because he's not going to have Kavanah, and davening without Kavanah is meaningless, says the Rambam. L'ficha if somebody came after a trip and he's tired, oh, Meitzar, or he's in something else is bothering him, Asir lo lispalash, it's Yashiv Daito. Amru Chachamim, Shloshi Yem Mashiach, Nuach, V'teskar V'daito, V'yachar Kach Yispalo. Amazing, wait 3 days. And then he says, Ketzidi HaKavana, what does Kavana mean? What do you have to do, says the Rambam. She'yifane libo mikol ha-machshavos, try to remove everything from your heart. V'yira atzmo kilu omei lefnei hashchina. I try to imagine that you're standing in front of Hashem. Lefichach. Therefore, you can't just run into it. Tzorach leishev ma'at kodem tefila. Because you have to realize, Rambam knows that it's hard. So you have to sit a little bit. Even ma'at, he doesn't say sha'achas. Ma'at kodem tefila, kedei lachavin es libo. V'yachar kach yispala b'nachas v'sachanunim. And after that, you could daven with a nachas. V'lo yasa tefila so k'mishaya no se masui. You shouldn't daven like somebody who has a load to unload. Mashlicho v'holichlo, to throw it down. L'ficha tzorach leishe ma'achar tefila, so to afterwards. Don't run out. Sit a little bit before tefila, and a little bit after tefila. Before tefila is to help you focus to get kavana. After tefila is to show that it's not a burden to me. V'achar kach yipater. Chasidim rishonim ha'yishom sha'a kodem etfila v'sha'a achar etfila u'marichim etfila sha'a. So the Rambam knows that that's not normative practice. He doesn't tell us that we have to sit sha'a, but he says ma'at. Ma'at before, ma'at after. But that's the Rambam. Rambam says you have to have kavana. So what about Bismana says? So if you look at the Rambam, we're stuck. But if you look in the Tur quotes Viha Idna Simin Kuf Aleph. Viha Idna She'in Anu Chozrim Bishvil Chisron Kavana. We don't go back for Kavana, even in the first bracha. Sha'af Bachazara Karavush Lo Yechavein. We probably won't have Kavana even if we would go back. Imkein Lama Yachzor. So why would we be Chozer? Why would we go back if we won't have Kavana the second time either? Right, and that's what that Gosva Manios brings on that Rambam. Kosva Tosfos, the Bechol HaNishmaitza Eino Nuzaren Bizman HaZeh. Ki Belavach Yeino Mechavnin Kol Kach B'Tfila. We don't wait till for 3 days. We don't wait if we're sick. Miu B'Shikar Shetzglasa To'eva Tzorach Lizar. Somebody's totally drunk and he can't, not just did he drink, not shasui, but shikar, so then that would be a reason not to daven. But that's what the Ramah Paskins. Ramah Paskins in Simen Kuf Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to at least have kavanah in avos. Hamis palos arch yechavin b'chol abrachas, v'meinon yachal lechavin b'kulam, l'fachos yefachavin b'avos, v'mlo kivin b'avos, you have to daven again. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah, the Ha'idna, the Ein Chozer Mishvil Chisron Kavana, Sha'af HaChazar Karvush Leichavin, according to the Tur, Imkein Lama Yachzar. So then he's not going to go back. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chaye Adam that if we're close to the end, Mitzad Adin Tzorach Lachzul Lispala, if we remembered before we said Baruch Hashem at the end of the Baruch, so we should go back to Lekei Avraham, Lekei Yisrael, Lekei Yaakov. We have to try. But again, there is an understanding that we won't have Kavanah even the second time, so we shouldn't go back. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra. Bava Basra, Kuf Samach Dalet Amebeis, in the Bavli. The Gemara says that there are three things. Amram, Amar Rav, Shalosh, Averos, Ein Adam, Nitzol, Man, Bechol Yom. There are three Averos that nobody is saved from. Everybody violates every day. Hear her Avera, the Iyun Tfila, the Lashon Hara. Those three. Lashon Hara, Sagad Adach, Avak Lashon Hara. Avak Lashon Hara. But what does Iyun Tfila here mean? Iyun Tfila. So if you look in the Rashbam, Yesh Mefarshim Shalachar Shehispalel Don Belibo Shishan Lachar Shbaruch Uscharo. After I daven, I think to myself, well, Hashem, I really deserve this. Hashem has to give me the answer that I want. V'yathakar Shbaruch Utsrachav. V'yishma Tfilas Olafish Hispalel Bekavan. I had tremendous kavana, so Magiali that Hashem answers my tfilos the way that I want him to. That's the Rashbam. So that's Wamsha. If you look at the Tosfos, Hura Kishemaharer Betfiloso. What does that mean? Many people don't. Not everybody focus like this. Hashem, I'm magiali. What's the iyun tefila that's bad? That they don't have kavana. when they daven. That's Ian Tefillah. That's what we're not saved from. So according to this, Tosfos is saying that the Gemara is saying we all this the lack of kavana every day, every one of us, even in Bismana Gemara. In their level. Nobody can have perfect kavana. And then he quotes an amazing Yerushalmi, which is coming up right here. So I'm not going to quote the last line of Tosfos, because he quotes, it's quoted in the Yerushalmi, he quotes this Yerushalmi. Let's continue going in the Gemara. So again, it says, if you didn't have kavana, if you know you could go back and have kavana, great. If not, not. I've never had a day where I had perfect kavana. Again, the Haredim says we have to realize it doesn't mean like us. Don't think that this is just like us, that these great kedoshim didn't have kavana. Ella I over outside ones hirhur over v'chozer b'chavin. What they mean, says the Haredim, is that there's no way that I had a perfect kavana. Sometimes something would pop into my head, and then I had to wait until it left my head. That's what it means. I had to wait till it left my head. And but then I kavana again. That's not like us where, you know, you just missed everything. But the Gemara seems to say that telling us that halacha, right? If you wake up and you're in Shomei Tefillah, right? That's what the Gemara just said before. Ella, but Reb Chiya Rabba continues. There is not a day that I did not perfect kavana. Ella chad zman b'yimachavna. One time I was trying to focus on kavana. V'harris b'libi, and I was thinking, v'amris man ayel kumi malka kadamai. Who goes first? He's just saying, this might be symbolism, I'm sure there is symbolism about this, but he started thinking about something else in life. Kadamai, arkavsa, or there's another girsa, arkavta, or reish kalusa. Which type of officer goes in front of the king first? Two types of those, officer or the reish kalusa, the heads of the exilarch, right? Either way, the question, who goes in first? So meaning he was thinking about something else, the pashup shot of the Gemara, so it just gives an example. Shmuel amar anam manes afrochia. Shmuel says, I was counting little chicks. Efrochin, that's Shmuel. Some say it means that he was thinking about little children learning Torah. Rav Bun Bar Chi Amar Anam Manes Dimusya. I was counting the bricks, the stones, the rows. The Haredim says Shuros Binyan Achoma. So the Pashup Shad that sometimes they got distracted. Even these greats got distracted. Again, there are those in the Achronim in the back that say maybe it's not Pashup Shad. There is a deeper idea, but we'll just leave it at that. And then we have this great line. Amar Av Matanya. And this is the line that Tosfos quoted. Bava Asra Kufsa Magdalin. Amar Batanya, Ana Machazik Tuvi Leroshi. Thank God for my head. I have a lot of Akaras Ato for my head. Tekarav Emati Lamodim, Hu Kara Migarme. Because when it gets to Modim, it goes down. It goes down by itself. We, just like we have Akaras Ato to our hands, because by Slach Lanu it bangs on our chest. We have Kavana, we have Akaras Ato to all the different parts of our body, maybe even to our legs that take 3 steps back at the end. But that's what this Gemara says, and again, we should take maybe a little bit of comfort, but again, we have to try our best. We have to try our best, because a tefillah without kavan is like a guf bali neshama. The Haredim says that, I'm sorry, the Pnei Moshe says, well, why couldn't he focus, and why was he, did he thank? Because he was too busy thinking about Torah. Again, that's also a problem, because you can't think about Torah during davening. Davening is davening, Torah is Torah, but he says that's why he was Torah. V'avshani Torah b'hir her haTorah, still, he says that he thanked, he had kakar satov for his head. Look in the, Reb Chaim Kadievsky also says, ani machzik tivusa l'roshi, shemisha ani magia l'modim hu korea me'elav, v'kal elu ha'moram bo lomar she'en lo lachzor l'spalel. The key of all these amoraim were just to tell us, don't repeat. Right, that's the message of all these amoraim. They're not just like being mizvade about their shortcomings, but they are saying because of this, you don't go back. There is though a Shibali Aleket which could give us a little comfort. Shibali Aleket quotes in Simen Yud Zayin, which is Din Tefila Balachash Uba Kavanas Halev. He quotes from Reb Yaakov Migard Sidberg, says there's a raya that tefila without kavana, it's still a tefila, It's obviously better not to than the first daf in Zvachim. Remember the first daf in Zvachim, it says, Stama Lishma. If a Kohen gives a carbon Stam, without focusing on the wrong carbon, but not focusing on the right carbon. Shiafal Pishakama Adam. So says the Shibalachan, I'm going to give you a Svara. Shafal Pishakama Pamim Adam is Palavin and Miskavin. Even if you don't have without Kavana, Yeshlomar Shiyasi Yechavaso. You're still Yotze. Loman da Amar Tfilas Keneged Tmidim Tiknum. Right, this is an Afkamina. Tfilas Keneged Avus Tiknum, I can't help you. But if you say Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, the Amrinan Betrilas Vachim. Kalas Vachim, Shinizbuchushlo Lishmank Sharin. Or karbanos that are shechted shalolishma. Shalolishma means the wrong kavan in mind, the wrong karban. K'sherin ashlo olol bayin l'shem chova. But it didn't count for the owner. If I'm a kohen and I think asham instead of shlamim, right? So then it's a kosher karban, but doesn't count for the owner. Umochiach l'sham, but the Gemara there talks about, what about stama? Dibnizbechu b'stama k'sherim v'alu d'bayin l'shem chova. If it was stama, not an anti-kavana, but a neutral kavana, then it counts l'chova. So Hachanami says the shibali aleket, again, one of the great Rishonim, Rav Tzidkia Arofe, Hachanami, b'tfila. Yesh lomar de'eno miskavein havile stama. V'yaseh chovaso, daydreaming is like stam. So you're Yotze. So he gives that chizik to all of us. Miyu hamispala b'kavana tfei adif hui mitzvah na'muvchar u'muftach lo shein tfilas ochazer azreikam kidachsiv tachan libam takshiv aznecha. If we're machavein our lave, then takshiv aznecha, there's a better chance for the tfilas to be mekubal. So again, we might say that gives us chizik for the past, but it shouldn't give us chizik for the future. We should try to do our best in terms of that. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, the next Mishnah, halacha hey, the next Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet, ha'omnin, workers that are working, we're still talking about Kriyashma, Kohen, Barosha, Ilan, workers could say Kriyashma on the top of a tree. We don't make them go down. They're osik b'malacha, right? They would cause a loss to the employer if they would go down. So they're able to read the Kriyashma on the top of the tree. As we're going to see, it's not so long, the part of Kriyashma they have to have kavana. So that's why we allow it. O Barosha Nidbach, or it's on the top of a brick wall. Right, the Rechareidim says binyan shalavanim. On top there, you're able to say it. Masha'ein rashon lasos came betfila, but you can't say the Amida up there. You can't say Shmona Esrei. That we wouldn't allow. Why? If you look in the Charedim, he quotes from Rashi on the Mishnah. The tefila rachmihi ubayi kavana. Tefila is rachmi, and it is kavana. It's asking Hashem for rachmanus. Hilkach ein mispalim broshi ilan broshan idbach. The mistafu dilmanafli, because maybe they're worried about falling. They're worried about falling. You can't have proper kavana. Right, you have to strengthen yourself, right? Hold your legs and hold your arms. And therefore, you won't be able to have kavana, so we don't allow you to say Shmona Esrei up there. Shema, it'll take a minute, so that's why we would allow that, but not Amida. Says the Gemara, Keini Masnisa, the Mishnah should read as follows, right? Instead of argir, so it says, umnin, on the top of a tree, on the top of a nidbach. What is an uman, an artisan, doing on the top of a tree? He could be on the top of a brick wall because he's going to do some artistry there. But the Gemara is bothered. What's an uman doing on the top of a tree? So the Gemara says, you're right. Keini masnisa, this is what the Mishnah should say. Hapolim korin barosha ilam. Workers could read on the top of a tree. Baha umnin barosha nidbach. And umnin on the top of the nidbach. So switch, add in a couple of words. Vatani Ken, we also had a brisa. The Shini Nuschos adds in. Hapolim korin barosha ilan. The polim, there's that word. Umispalim barosh hazayis barosha teina. And they could read, even say Shmona Esrei, on the top of an olive tree and the top of a fig tree. Ha b'shar kol ilanos yored u'mispala l'matan, but not by other trees. These two trees are special: the olive tree and the fig tree. U'balabayis olam yored u'mispala l'matan. The owner, the balabayis, the employer, he always has to go down, right? He can't say it on top. V'lama b'rosha zayis b'rosha te'ena, right? What is the special heter of saying Shmona Esrei for a worker on the top of a zayis tree, on the top of a te'ena? Rabbi Abba, Rav Simon, Traveon Amrin, b'pnei tirchosan meruba. Because it's a big tircha. What is a big tircha? What is that talking about? You look in the Haredim, Pirish Rabbeinu Yonah, Sheesh Lehem Anafim Rabim, Yoser Mishar Ilanos. They have a lot of branches. V'yishtara gadol ba'al yasa miyudasan. It's very hard to go up and down. V'yizba'lu mimalechas balabayis. And the malechas balabayis will be mizbatel, so better for him to stay up. We allow him to have, you know, it'll be less kavana, but the branches are too hard to get up and down. That's the tircha meruba, to go up and down, and therefore we allow him to say Shmona Esrei on top. That is the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted here in the Charedim. But there are other pshatim. If you look in the Ritva, in Brachas on this line, the Ritva says, Mispalim Barosha Zayis Barosha Teina, Pirish Rashi. The Rashi in Brachas, Adaf Tezayin, on the Bavli, Mibnei Sha'anafeim, Merubim, Veinu Mefachei Lipo. Right, they have big branches, and he's not scared to fall. Very different. The Yerushalmi, the Ritva quotes three pshatim. He quotes the Yerushalmi. He quotes Cherchasan Meruba, which means it's very hard to go up and down, and therefore he's allowed to stay. He quotes Rashi, that it's a lot of big branches. So he feels stable up there, so he's not scared. But then he quotes another pshat of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi just says Cherchasan Meruba. And he quotes, Yesh Mefarshim, what we just said. But Yesh Apirshu, Mepneshi Yesh Torah Gadol Gadel Zayis V'Te'ena. It's very hard to be successful in growing an olive tree and a fig tree. If you go up and down, maybe you're going to break more branches, and it's going to cause a loss. Venimsa hefsin meruba. It's going to be hefsin meruba for the owner, and therefore you are allowed to stay there. So he quotes Rashi, that there are a lot of branches that he's not scared, and then the Yerushalmi, he gives two pshatim of our Yerushalmi. Either it's, as the Rabbeinu Yonah quoted here in the Charedim say, there's a lot of branches that'll be a tircha to get down, and he's mispaltami melacha, or that's a tarak gadol, and it'd be a hefsid to break some of the branches on the way down. Good. I'm sorry, there was one source that I forgot to mention. I was just looking at my svarim now, and I'll mention it now. It just relates to the Rambam. The Rambam that I mentioned before, that kavanah is so crucial. There is a Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam in Gimel Nun Aleph in Mor Nevuchim. So he just describes, if somebody davens without kavanah. If you're just davening with the movement of your lips, ufanecha el hakir, umachashev bimem karcho mekacha, right, you're facing the wall, but you're thinking about your business. V'koriyas haTorah b'lashoncha, v'libcha b'binyan beitecha. Right, and you read the Torah with your tongue, and your heart is in your house. Mibali lizboni b'mata korei. V'chein kol zman shata osa mitzvah. Not just tefillah, if you're doing a mitzvah, to osa oso ba'avrech kimi shechofer guma b'karka, o chotev etzim, you could just be digging the same way that you're doing a mitzvah. Mibali lizboni b'nyan osa maisa, v'lo mimiba, v'lo matach liso, you don't think about the action, or where it came from, or what the goal is. Al tachshov shigata latachlis. Don't think that you got to the goal of the mitzvah. If you did the mitzvah, right, that's not the goal of the mitzvah. You should know that you have a long way to go. Tia az karov l'misha nemar b'am karov espifihem v'rachog mikil yoseyem. It's close to their mouth, but far from their klayos, from their innards, right, that which we should recognize, says the Rambam, that we have a lot more to work on there. So that's an important Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. Okay, let's continue. Tani, more about actions involved in Kavana, Hakasef, if somebody is a schlepper on his shoulder, right, a katef is a shoulder, but if somebody is a schlepper, avabisha maso al ktefo, even if his masa, if his burden is on his shoulder, arizekori eshema, he can still say the Shema if he has the burden on his shoulder, avalo yaschil, but he shouldn't start saying Shema, lo b'shashu porek, v'lo b'shashu toin, as he's loading it on or unloading, b'pnei she'en libo miyushaf, because that requires focus. When he goes down and up, right, like a pilot of a plane, going down and up, those are the most, the time that you need the most focus. So a porter, a schlepper, if when he goes up and down, he can't start saying Shema then, because that's the Iker Kavana at the beginning. You can't say Shema on Esrei. Again, we see the higher standard. You can't dive in the Amida until you put it down. But Kriya Shema, you can do as long as you have it on and you started not at the time of up and down. But if you have a tiny little package, if you have a little knapsack on, that's not really, you're not really focusing on mutter, then you could dive in even with that on. On Rabbi Yonasan, v'hu sheshikel. Only if it's balanced. V'hu sheshikel. Right? What does that mean? Ma'u sheshikel. Train chokin l'choroi v'chadu kamoi. Two thirds behind you, one third above you. That's the most comfortable position the Gemara assumes, and that's when you're not going to think about it so much. So that's why you're allowed to daven in that position. Tani lo yehe merames be'ena v'kore. Also during Kriya Shema, you can't lose kavana by focusing and winking at other people and thinking about other people. You shouldn't do that. Tani hapol and shayu osim malacha isal balabayis. More about the workers, the pollen that are doing malacha. Harelu bevarchin bracha rishona. Amazing. By birchas hamazon, we're so makpid about every minute of work. Then the Paulim say the first bracha of benching, v'kol and shal yushayim b'shal eretz v'chos b'mishal eretz. Bracha 2 and 3, they combine to save a few seconds, because you're working for the employer. So you save a few seconds. The first bracha we don't touch. Why? The Ritva says, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't touch it. But the maybe, I saw one of the Achronim say, maybe it's connected to the principle of called Psuka de la Paske Moshe. Right, if Moshe Rabbeinu wrote something, you're not allowed to split it up. It has a din of Torah, and that's why the first bracha we don't touch. But the other two we squeeze together. But if the workers are not getting paid, they're just getting, they're getting their meal. That's their payment. Meaning they're not as pressurized. Or the balabais is eating with them. So then they make all four brachas. All four brachas. Amar bimana, zos ha-meres. What does this teach me? Shas lasa malacha b'shashi yivarech. It must be that you can't bench while you're doing work. Delachain, because im lo kain, if not, ma'ana anamrim. What would we say? Yasa malacha b'yivarech. Just do malacha while you bench, but we don't say that. So it must be that you can't do malacha you can't bench while one is doing malacha. If you look in Tosfos there on Daf Tezayin, where this comes up in Brachas, says how did the Chazal, well, the first three brachas of benching are daraisa. So how did Chazal just get rid of the second and third bracha and combine it? Ask Tosfos. Avagav to me daraisa heim yesh koach biyad chachamim lakar dover min haTorah. The chachamim can be okay this. Why? Hol v'terudim b'melachas balabayis. There's a terdah. There's a reason. Right? Chazal are allowed to be oker. It's like oker b'kum vasei. They're allowed to be oker since there's a public need. Therefore, they have the right to be oker b'kum vasei. Look at the Beis Yosef in Kuf Sadi Aleph. He says, I don't know why the Tosfos has to say this. Right? You could say that what's daraisa? The concept of benching is daraisa. The words are not. Right, the words are drabana. Except you don't have to say yesh koach biyad chachamim. You can say they have to bench. If they're chachamim, would say you don't have to bench. Okay, that's an akiras davar. But here they're saying they have to bench. Bizman hazeh, this doesn't apply. Bizman hazeh, one has to do the full benching. Right, that is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph Siv Beis. Right, employers aren't makbid about that to today, but the yisod still applies. Right, the next halach in Shulchan Aruch. Also, lasses malacha b'odem mevarach. Right, you're not allowed to do malacha while you're benching. Right, what does the Baragola say? Yerushalmi sham. That's our Yerushalmi. We can't be doing malacha, while we are benching. We can't even. The Taz says. You can't learn, right? Because Berachas HaMazon has to be a focus, right? Or any time you daven, right? We can't be learning while we're davening, says the Taz. Okay, we will stop here. Daf Chavav.